Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind? Good evening, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, good evening.
We're just conducting a study. My name is Carlos from National Opinion Surveys. Would you like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation? Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? Are you white American, black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
I'm black African.
Thank you, ma'am. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress?
I'll vote for Biden.
So you will definitely vote or probably vote?
Vote for. Yeah, I will definitely vote for Biden.
Okay. And just to make sure.
The last time I vote for him.
Understood.
This time to do the same.
Understood, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me what is your age, please?
60.
Thank you, ma'am. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on the scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
You ready to go back?
For 1 to 10, what number, ma'am?
I don't know. Number to 10.
Okay, number 10. Okay, and would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same? What's your opinion?
At the same. At the same.
About the same? Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
A strong Democrat.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Is strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly? Strongly
approved.
Strongly approved, somewhat approved. Strongly, yeah. Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, ma'am, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
And generally speaking, ma'am, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting better.
It's getting better, okay. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay, ma'am? How about the issue of combating division and racism, or making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, or reducing crime, or the issue of passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, or lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, or improving K-12 public school education, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or creating more jobs and raising wages, or the border security, or how about the issue of protecting abortion rights? What would be at least two issues?
Creating a more job. And increasing pay.
Increasing the rate of wage. What was the other one you say?
Increasing pay.
Okay, thank
and
you, ma'am.
More jobs,
right. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay, ma'am? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. How about Kamala Harris from 0 to 100? What number? How do you feel about Kamala Harris, ma'am, from 0 to 100?
Good. 100.
100, okay. How about Joe Biden? What number?
100.
Okay. 100. And Donald Trump? What number?
Zero.
Okay. How about Democrats in Congress? What number?
100.
Okay. In Cornell West? What number?
100.
100 for Cornell West. And how about Hakeem Jeffries? What number?
Who is Hakeem? Democrat?
If you never heard of it, we can move right along, okay? No worries.
Yeah,
how about Republicans in Congress? How do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
Democrats.
The Republicans in Congress from 0 to 100, how do you feel?
Congress. Um, 100.
Okay, well, remember, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 100 means you feel very warm and favorable. So Republicans in Congress, what number?
Republicans.
Yes.
In Congress. Yeah.
What number for 0 to 100? 0. How about David McCormick? David McCormick. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. How about Bob Casey Jr.? From 0 to 100.
I don't remember his name.
Okay. How about Tim Scott? Did that...
No, 0.
0? Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Jill Stein, for who would you vote if you are undecided? Let me know, okay?
You know, as for anything about Trump, I don't like Trump because what he did in Capitol Hill last 4 years is crazy. So anything Trump is zero, okay, please.
Okay, so if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden? Cornel West,
yes.
Joe Biden, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if the general election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Bob Casey Jr. and Republican David McCormick, for who would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Undecided, okay. And which candidate would you lean towards supporting? The Democrat Bob Casey Jr. or the Republican David McCormick?
No Republican.
So the Democrat Bob Casey Jr.?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Have you heard that a lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little? Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration make you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable? Somewhat more favorable? Much more, okay. What is it that you have read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden administration? Can you mention just one thing, please?
He's a good worker.
Is a good what?
Yeah.
Is a good what you say?
It's a good worker. It's a
okay. Thank
people,
you. Oh, I understand. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot.
Oh,
yes.
34. He went
only
to
a little.
Already 34. This misdemeanor. Oh boy.
So you heard a lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
Crazy.
A lot.
Crazy thing.
Okay.
Crazy thing. That is crazy.
And what do you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump make you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, someone less favorable, or much more unfavorable?
Zero. I don't. Not favorable. Not favorable at all.
Somewhat more unfavorable or somewhat much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Much more. Okay, and what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
I told you, what he did Capitol Hill 4 years ago was crazy.
Okay, the riot January 6th, right?
Yeah, like that.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. Now I'd like you to read you some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Now, which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Donald Trump getting elected president again. Extending wages and raising costs. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Donald Trump, her second coming is revenge. It's revenge. So nothing I'll say good about Donald Trump, okay?
Yeah, so you think he's
revenge.
So you think he's one of the biggest threats for African American community right now?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms? Or the rise of white supremacy? Oh, that one too? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about the cost of the social security net, like social security, or raising the crime and violence? Or the lack of... All right, ma'am. Now, for each of the following issues, can you please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will do better in dealing with that issue? How about the issue of fixing the immigration system? Who do you think will do better, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Oh, why do you say that? Because, you know, when Donald Trump comes, he want to deport everybody in this country. Even if you are a citizen, he wanted to make the citizen question hard. So that it won't be easy for you to get a citizen. That is crazy. Her mom and dad came to this country and get a citizen and bought him. Why do you do that? You have
to understand.
Yeah.
And you can understand,
yeah,
that.
Nobody comes from America here, except the red Indians.
All right.
We are all foreigners. We are all foreigners, you know?
Yeah.
So
what okay.
can you... How can you get a chance and be here and stop somebody's chance coming?
Understood.
That's not right.
And thank you for sharing that, ma'am. But the question is, for who do you think will do better on the issue of fixing the immigration system? You think Biden will do much better?
Joe Biden will do much, much 200 better.
Okay. How about, who do you think will do better on the issue of rising crime and violence? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. How about the issue of the rise of white supremacy and nationalism? Who do you think will do better on that issue? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden. Donald Trump.
Much better or somewhat more?
Zero. Anything about Donald Trump is zero, please.
Understood, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience, believe me, ma'am. Biden will do much better on that issue, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about on?
Almost half an hour now.
Understood. How about on the issue of tackling the inflation and dealing with rising costs? Who do you think will do better on that issue, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Much better. Somewhat better.
Uh huh.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, how about the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms? Who do you think will deal better with that issue, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat?
Joe Biden.
Okay, how about the growing the U.S. economy, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Who do you think will do better?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And generally speaking, does the president backing Kendallin?
You know, Joe Biden right now is on White House working. Obama is helping him to do some things right. You know.
Yeah, that's what they say, huh?
Obama is a good president, so he always go to Obama and get advice.
Yeah, that's what they say, which is good. Now, and generally speaking, man, does the President Biden handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him? Or it does make no difference to you?
Oh, makes no difference to me.
Makes no difference, okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. And generally speaking, man, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Disagree.
Do you disagree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people...
He must go to jail.
Right. But, you know, black people said they're more likely to vote for him because he's not more, retaliable to African American. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
So Donald Trump doesn't like black people.
I know, man, but you think the black people are more relatable to Donald Trump, so they're going to vote for him? Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
No.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly,
okay. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics for social media? Very often? Often? Not that often or not at all?
Once in a while.
Not often? Okay. And how, and which, from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? TikTok? Twitter? TikTok? Okay. How about TikTok, Twitter, or X, Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram?
I think, hold on, let me speak. YouTube,
okay, and TikTok, right? Thank you, ma'am. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only so we can finish. What's the last year of school that you have completed? High school graduate, some college, or vocational certificate, college graduate, postgraduate?
College.
So college, okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Divorce.
Divorce, thank you, ma'am. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week or once or twice a month? Several times a year? Every week?
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
It's mixed. Spanish, black, white.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Good, urban.
Urban, okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
Yes.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
Yes.
And were you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much, man. You have a good day. Okay? Bye-bye.